past and the present. The Pitchfork Land and Cattle Company was established in 1883 by Dan Gardner and Eugene F. Williams in northwestern Texas. Over 100 years later, the Pitchfork is still in operation, all 165,000 acres of it.
The Pitchfork is quite unique for several reasons. First of all, it's 108 years old. And the fact that it's been able to survive through all of the drought and the depression and so forth is just remarkable. There's not a half dozen ranches in the entire state of Texas that can claim that kind of record and be of this size. You know, if you begin to think about it, there's not very, very many businesses in the country that are 108 years old. And those that are have, somebody's telling their story. And that's why the Pitchfork story deserves to be told. We're standing at the Croton Camp, which the Pitchfork acquired from the Matador in 1948. The Matador had estimated that, I forget exact figures, but they had estimated, say, there were 5,000 head of cattle in the pasture, and they told the Pitchfork they'd get them cleaned out. Well, back in the Croton Breaks country here, it's really rough. It can only be worked by horseback. There are gullies and washes that go back in, and there are a lot of mesquite and cedar trees, and some of those old cows became wild. They were in here for so long. And so the Matador had to put together a special crew, sort of a SWAT team, if you will, to go in and to rope those animals, tie them off, bring in a trailer or whatever it took to haul them out. And as a result, they took out almost twice as many cattle as they thought they had. And it was really encouraging to the Pitchfork because it demonstrated that this Croton Break country could carry a lot more cows than what they were led to believe.
Today, cattle are being rounded up in this same pasture. While the land is too rough for trucks to be of any use, a helicopter significantly shortens the time spent working here.
Helicopter, no, I don't know helicopter. But I like that sound, but save pony tracks. You know, like today, we've been over 8 or 10 days. And did it one day. Last spring, 10 days, in that one pasture was in there.
One of the reasons the ranch has maintained such close ties to tradition is the land. It's still as formidable as it was 100 years ago. With a low annual rainfall, the threat of drought is ever present. When the winds howl across the flatlands, sending the dry red dust flying, it looks no different to today's cowboy than it did to his great-grandfather.